Well, thank you so much for joining with me this second hour, 1 hour of Chazanis. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout, and as you know, each week I try to bring you the best in cantorial and all the other music. The first hour is the mixture, and the second hour is solely Chazanis. If you missed the beginning of the program, I was very saddened to learn of the death of my friend Barry Sirota, who died today on his way back to Israel. Benny told me that he was with Noach Shaul just yesterday here in New York, and the flight either stopped in Madrid or I don't know if it made an emergency stop, but he died in Madrid, and I understand that the body will be flown to the States and the funeral will take place in Chicago. I called my friend cantor Naftali Herstick to get a confirmation. I called him on his cell phone this afternoon, and he happened to be in the apartment of Barry Sirota, consoling Barry's wife. And it certainly came as a shock to all of us. Barry was 60 years old. Those of you who are involved with Chazanis know that Barry was prolific in his recordings of cantors. He was obsessed with digging out old recordings and saving them for posterity. I plan to do a special program sometime in the next few weeks where I'll ask various people to give their comments about Barry. I'll be playing, obviously, some recordings that he, special recordings that he was able to salvage. Well, quite frankly, it would take weeks and weeks to play all of them, but I'll try to do justice to his memory. And for those of you who wish to participate in that, if you contact me at cbjmusic@aol.com, I will be happy to record your comments for that program, cbjmusic@aol.com. Okay, a lot coming up. I think Benny will be calling in for a brief interview about the program. December 5th, though, don't forget, December 5th at Park East Synagogue. It's Shamir Helfgott and Saul Zim. I'll be playing Saul a little later. But let's get right to the Chazanis. This is this week is Rosh Chodesh Kislev. So for Rosh Chodesh, let's hear Yehi Ratzon. And this will be Cantor Israel Alter with Yehi Ratzon.
Chaim shel brachot.
Birchas HaChodesh, that was Israel Altar. You know, I was just thinking as the program was, as I was listening to that, how important it is for me to do more special programs about the lives of the living cantors. I was going through my old shows, and in 1994, I did a one-hour special on Samuel Taube, which I'll be playing in another, sometime in the near future. I happened to call one of his sons in Israel and told him that I was going to do that. And I'm mailing him and his brother and sister copies of that program. And then I want to include their comments. This is 15 years afterwards. Their father died last year in 2008. I think he was 94, 95 years old. Great, great, well, a fascinating interview, to say the least. And I was thinking of the Malofsky interview and then the Harvey Waldman about his father, Leibola, Vague with Moshe Kusevitsky and Shanker. Oh, the Shanker interview is also one of my favorites. And I see that right now I have a phone call in with cantor Benny Rogoznitsky. Let's see if this is going to work. Good evening, Benny.
Good evening, Charlie, and good evening to all the listeners.
Okay, we have a big event coming up.
We do, but first and foremost, it behooves me to send my deepest condolences to the family of Barry Sirota. I can't even say the word, the late Barry Sirota. It's just difficult to imagine. What a terrible loss and an untimely death of a wonderful, wonderful individual.
Yep.
And my deepest feelings of wishes of sorrow to the family, and God give them, and specifically his children, nechama, in this terrible, terrible time for them.
Yes, yes. You told me that he was with Noach Shul just yesterday.
Yes, just yesterday. He visited with the famous cantor Noach Shul, and I, in fact, asked him for an autograph of I think it was Clarkin. You know, one of the things that Noach Shul does, besides being a great teacher, is he has a collection of many, many different cantors, Sidurim and music, and so he asked him for that, and then he really came to say goodbye to him because he was traveling back to Israel, and he considered Cantor Shul his mentor.
Yes, yes.
So, anyway, we should hope for, the rebuilding of the temple and the resurrection of the dead, where we will all be reunited.
Amen. Amen. Well, now, my listeners, most of them know about the fact, and again, congratulations on your appointment as a cantor along with Shemira Helfgott at the Parkey Synagogue. Mazel
tov. Thank
you very much.
Mazel tov. I, too, am very, very excited about it, and obviously excited to work alongside cantor Shemira Helfgott, who I am very fond of, but also obviously to serve as the associate cantor for such a prestigious synagogue and such a wonderful rabbi.
It we had a good time last Saturday, just the other night, with Itchamir at the U Cafe. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, correct. We had an impromptu get together, and in honor of we did the Kumsitz, but also in honor of Chazan Helfgott's daughter's wedding. And it was just wonderful. And, you know, there was a Chazan there. You remind me of his
name. Asher Sharf.
Correct?
Yes, yes.
And I was just thinking, I mean, he sang beautifully. He sang Behoyer Inenu. And I was thinking to myself, you know, it's amazing. You go places and you sit with people and you don't realize that they are so, there's so much talent out there.
Right.
I mean, this fellow got up to sing, and I've heard his name many times. I've actually heard him sing at different places, but it was just beautiful. And this is a way to encourage people at their Shabbos table, at Smachot. If there's someone that knows how to sing, encourage them to sing. You know, we have to keep the tradition going, not only in shul,
right,
you know, but even in people's homes and at Smachot and at different events of importance in the community.
Right. Benny, I was telling our listeners during the first hour that obviously they're listening to this via my internet program, and if they just click on to events, the flyer for the December 5th program comes up with all the details, but perhaps you can give us a little clue as to anything special that's going to occur on December 5th at this wonderful concert.
Right. So first, and obviously I'm sure you've mentioned this to the listeners, December 5th, 8:30 p.m. at Parkey Synagogue, featuring the world-renowned Cantor Yitzchak Meir Helfgott and Saul Zinn, together with Daniel Gildar on the piano, Dr. Mordechai Stovall coming in from Israel, and the wonderful Parkey Synagogue choir. What's going to be, I think, unique about this concert, besides the number of surprises that we're planning, is that we're going to hear selections both from Chazen Helfgott and Cantor Zim that I don't think we have heard in concert. One of the things that happens at concerts, right, is certainly cantor concerts, is you'll hear, you can expect to hear the same four or five pieces, the Adhena, the Anenus, the Tira, Vishmanasana, all your favorites, Charlie.
Yeah, Velurishan Yercha,
Velurishan. Obviously, we'll hear them, but in addition, Dr. Sobel is putting together a program that really is going to encompass and cover new music, music that's been out there but perhaps is not as popular, and that fits, really suits the time, pre-Hanukkah, time of celebration, time of joy. I know that they're going to be singing pieces from Oscar Julius and Lewandowski and other great composers, but it promises to be a wonderful night. And we've often spoken, Charlie, about the difference between a concert in a concert hall and in a synagogue. And if I'm not mistaken, I may be wrong about this, I think your heart always spoke of a concert in a shul as being the right setting for, you know, it's where we pray. This is our, you know, this is the baseball field, so to speak.
Right.
This is where it's going on. So
right.
Added to that, the mood that you get on a Saturday night where you just had Shabbos and you're still in the wonderful mood of rest of the day, to continue that with a concert, I think it's really going to be an outstanding event. And not only I think, I know it is, and I encourage people to, all your listeners, the many hundreds if not thousands who I believe are listening, to go on to www.parkeastsynagogue.com and make their reservations. I know that they've sold a lot of tickets so far, but obviously, you know, time, people take their time, as we all do, and we encourage them to make their reservations today.
Well, I'm looking forward to it to be another outstanding concert, and I'm glad that you're involved with it, because that helps to guarantee the success of it, for sure.
I hope so, and I look forward to seeing everybody there.
Okay, I am playing Saul Zinn coming up next. A lot of people are not aware that he was a prolific composer. Can you, I know he did the prayer for the State of Israel, Avinu Sheba Shemayim, which is the really popular one, but I know that he's composed so many other selections.
Right. I mean, he, as you say, is really a prolific composer. Avinu Sheba Shemayim, perhaps, I would say, has become his, you know, the trademark. It's sung in every synagogue where there is a cantor today, or in almost every synagogue. But also Lador Vador.
Lador Vador, that every Shabbos, every shul almost.
Right.
Lador Vador.
It's a very joyous, you know, happy melody at the end of Kedusha.
Right.
But many other songs, many B'chol HaChaim and Modim and many,
well,
many,
I'm playing it. By the way, I'm playing Modim. That's the selection that I'm playing that he composed.
It really is terrific. And in the last couple of years, I think what's happened is that, you know, since Cantor Helfgott and the younger cantors have taken the forefront, some of the older cantors have taken a little bit of a back seat. And it's really wonderful to be able to recognize him in concert and, you know, to come and hear the diversity. Here you hear Cantor Helfgott with the terrific music that he has. But you also get Cantor Zim with the ancient experience, and there's nothing like hearing a Chazen who composed the piece sing the piece.
Yes.
And I think that's going to make this concert extra special.
Well, thank you for joining with us, and I encourage my listeners, as you do, that they shouldn't wait because, you know, it's going to be sold out, and it's going to be very, very worthwhile, and I wish you lots of luck with that.
Thank you very much, Charlie, and best of luck and best wishes to all of us.
Thank you. Okay, now our next selection will be Saul Zinn with a composition that he wrote of Modim.
מודים אנחנו לך, מודים אנחנו לך, שעתו השם אלוקנו, שעתו אלוקי אבותינו, לעולם ועד צור חיינו, לעולם ועד מוגן ישענו, עתו לעולם ועד, עתו לעולם לעולם ועד, עתו לדור ודור. ספר תהילו שכו מודים אנחנו לך, מודים אנחנו לך. נו דלכו נספר תהילו שכו surim biodo ale khaye שיעתו הוא אבוסנו לי עולם מבואר,
Enjoyed that. Saul Zim with his own composition and singing that was Modim, Modim Anachnu Lach. Okay, next cantor, somewhat, I don't want to say underrated, I don't think he was that well known here in this country. He was very, very popular in Israel, quite an outstanding cantor, some great recordings. And so let's hear Yitzchak Eschel with Shema Yisrael, Yitzchak Eschel.
Shema Yisrael.
Yitzchak Eshel. We have to play more of Yitzchak Eshel. I have to play more of all of these. What can I do? What can I do? Anyway, it's a lot of fun. I am friends with cantor Saul Mendelson, and he had asked me if I had any recordings of Solomon Kreitstein. And I knew that I had the album, but I couldn't find it, actually. You know, there's just... in my self-storage with 15,000 whatever, it's all over the place. And I was out there last week, and I found it. I found the Solomon Kreitstein album, and I've been listening to it, and now I understand why Sol was so interested in it. Sol, you'll be getting a copy of this rather soon. Solomon Kreitstein was born in Poland. He officiated at the Swartische Schule in Borough Park. At the time of this recording, he was in the Nathan Strauss Jewish Center in the Bronx, and that'll date it. He died in March of 1968. I went on to Google trying to find out more about him, but all I know is that he died in 1968. This recording, which was from Tikva Records, was probably made around the 50s. And this recording, I think you're going to, those maybe who are out there, I know you're going to enjoy this introduction to Cantor Solomon Kreitstein. I will play more of his recordings in the future. This is from Yikum Pur Khan. It's Zara Chaya and Misha Berach. It's rather lengthy, but I must tell you, I know you're going to enjoy it as much as I enjoyed it. Let's hear Solomon Kreitstein.
Oh, buran, buran, di 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 gibi şimayo, hey, we said a coin. Was a man, we were ye done. Cause a man, we were ye done. They know my man, we know my man.
Yeah.
I've been sitting on this record for 25 years, never listened to it. And Saul Mendelson was telling me about it, and I pulled it out. And, you know, I have a few other records like that. Gems, Hidden Gems. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. Solomon Kreitstein, Kreitstein. Mickey and Saul. Hey, Simcha, what do you think of that? Hey, Julian, I know you'll give me your opinion about it. And, you know, one of the beauties about doing the program with no commercials and doing this over the internet is, okay, it's a 12-and-a-half-minute selection, so I play it. No commercials, don't have to worry about that. Now, you know, they say certain things up is shared. Those of you who have been listening over the months know that I am sitting in my apartment alone right now. Helen is in Israel, and I have all the equipment here, and I'm working the controls, and Simcha, I know I haven't made too many mistakes lately, okay, it happens, you know, I'm only human, but the process is that as soon as this program is over, I start thinking about what I want to do next week. And I start pulling out records and CDs and tapes and what have you. And by Sunday, I have re-recorded all the tapes recordings from the 78s, from the 33s, and the CDs, and I've re-recorded them onto several different CDs so that I don't have to worry about flipping back and forth after each selection. So you got that. These shows are all planned. well in advance. And it just so happens that the next selection was from a tape that Barry Sirota made in 1991. I have not played that much of Barry's recordings, but this one by Jacob Konigsberg, which is Asim Shalom, was something that I had been thinking of playing for several weeks now, and it was just Beshert. Here he just died today, Barry, and Barry, it's because of you that we have these wonderful recordings. Jacob Konigsberg, let's see, was born in Cleveland. He was studied at Yeshiva Torah Vadas and later at Yeshiva University. He was a chazan at KJ in New York City and Shari Tefillah of Los Angeles. And as I said, this was recorded in 1991. It says that since 1961, that was for 30 years, he has served the Chicago Loop Synagogue. So I apologize that I don't have an update what happened after 1991, but I will let you know sometime in the future once I get the information. Let's see, what is this? Edited by Shaul from the festival. Okay, this is Jacob Konigsberg with Seem Shalom.
Ah!
Well, time goes by so quickly when you're having fun. I hope you enjoyed these 2 hours of Jewish soul music. That was Jacob Konigsberg, and it was a recording put out by the late, well, it's hard to say that, the late Barry Sirota, as I mentioned, perhaps if you missed the first hour. For those of you who wish to join in a tribute that I'll be having in the next few weeks, for Barry on a special program, if you contact me at cbjmusic@aol.com, that's cbjmusic@aol.com, I'll be happy to record your comments and play them at that time, sometime in a few weeks from now. He certainly was a pioneer in almost like a detective, going out discovering recordings that could have been lost forever, and he did a great job of records and tapes, and it was really for historical purposes. He left quite a legacy. Okay, don't forget December 5th. If you're not if you're on the website, so just go to events. You get all the information about a wonderful concert, December 5th. That will be Itchamir Helfgott, Saul Zim, and Mordechai Sobel will be leading the Park East Choir. And, of course, Danny Goldar, the world's greatest accompanist for cantors, will be accompanying that. For December 9th at Town Hall, there's a Hanukkah concert with the Male Jewish Choir from Moscow, together with cantor Yossi Malavani. That's December 9th at Town Hall. Tzudik Greenwald. There's several Hanukkah concerts taking place. One in Englewood at the Bergen Pack. That's on December 14th. Then on December 15th at Town Hall. December 16th at the Millennium Theater, Brighton Beach Avenue in Brooklyn. It's sponsored. Is this correct? National Council of Young Israel, Israel program, and that tell you how to get tickets. It'll be on my website in the near future. And December 18th and 19th at the Chasam Sofer Shul, Eugene Weiser, the president, tells me that Pinchas Cohn will be there for Friday night and Saturday, davening on Shabbos. And Pinchas Cohn is just terrific. And for those of you in the area, you certainly want to get to the Chasam Sofer Shul on the 18th and 19th. If you have comments or requests, you know, it's cbjmusic@aol.com, cbjmusic@aol.com. Thanks for joining with me. Shalom, everyone.